Welcome back to another Mining Stock Education Expert Interview. I'm your host, Bill Powers. Joining me today is Glenn Mullen, the president of PDAC, the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada. And Glenn joins me today to discuss the upcoming 2018 PDAC convention that's going to be held in downtown Toronto on March 4th through 7th. Glenn, thanks for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
As many of you, the listeners, know, knowledge is absolutely crucial when it comes to mining stock investing. We're talking about a sector in which you can multiply your investment capital 10 times in a year or lose 60 to 80% of it. And the crucial determining factor is the knowledge that the investor possesses and how one chooses to apply that knowledge. One of the greatest ways that I've been able to learn was through attending PDAC last year. I went to the 2017 convention. I'll be attending the 2018 convention in Toronto, and there's just so much that you can learn, and it can set you up for a great year of investing. So I've asked Glenn to come on to share with us some of the things that we can expect at this upcoming convention and how it can help you, the retail mining stock investor, be further equipped to make wise investment decisions. So Glenn, please begin by giving us an overview of what we can expect at this year's PDAC convention.
Certainly, and thanks. I guess I'm a real PDAC veteran, this being my 43rd straight convention. So started attending when I was 16, haven't missed one, and can't say I've demonstrated that kind of commitment to too many other things, but the convention's always an annual highlight, and the reasons really haven't changed very much over the years, decades even. Top of the list would most certainly be networking. So the primary reason that anybody would or should attend the convention is essentially to conduct what most of us would call networking, getting to know more about our industry, renewing contacts, seeking out some new opportunities. There's a broad range of programming offered at the PDAC. It's not just a great big evening soiree or spectacle. There's a lot of things that go on from very early in the morning with breakfast seminars through luncheon speakers, technical program, capital markets program, Aboriginal affairs program, CSR, corporate responsibility program. There's an awful lot of programming opportunities, not including the rocks or the drill core. So there's certainly tables and tables of displays, physical specimens representing not just new discoveries, but areas of interest, different commodities, different geological domains. A lot of the rocks and samples that are brought come from other continents, South America, Australia, to name but a few. There's a lot of opportunities for investors to actually see what is being talked about at the same time. And always the main draw would be the investors exchange, where the mining companies themselves are and where there are talks most of the days of the convention.
What key trends do you see occurring in the mining sector right now, Glenn, and how can investors learn more about them by attending PDAC?
Well, if you go back a few years, it was a very different sentiment. So it was probably very hard to find optimists a few years ago. So the biggest challenge was probably survival. And for those who recall, the topics ranged from zombie mining companies and maintaining listings and, you know, emergency measures taken by stock exchange to help companies essentially stay alive. Now things have changed significantly to the point where investment is back, finance is back. And many of the companies and individuals who attend the PDAC convention are coming, in fact, to Toronto so that they can avail themselves of the mining center for finance. Toronto is the center of most of the world's mining finance, and it'll be very hard for people that haven't set their meetings already to try to do so during that week, because just about every firm institution in the mining finance game will be fully booked and maxed out. So finance is at the top of the list because companies are able to do that on a scale that's essentially unprecedented. So there's more financings being done, more financings at a larger scale, more transactions being done. Mining is back, and PDAC is at the center of that.
With all that PDAC, the convention has to offer, if you were a first-time retail mining stock investor, how would you personally proportion your time over those 4 days?
That's a great question, and I'll tell you, just using my own strategy, I still do the same thing at this convention that I've done all the way back as far as I can remember. I begin with the program. I actually look at the program and I start ticking off areas of interest. So is it gold and gold seminars? Is it lithium? Is it rare earth elements? Every investor has their sweet spot or their areas of interest. It might be financing. It might be social license issues. There's a pretty broad spectrum of programming talks and seminars at the PDAC convention. So I would invite everyone to begin with a very good look at the program, highlight areas of your own personal interest, and then develop your own schedule and work that into the 4 days of the programming. So it begins on the Sunday, ends on the Wednesday. And one of the things that's extraordinary is it's just as packed at the end on the Wednesday as it is at the beginning. So, you know, definitely very difficult to not fill days, but time will be best used by those who actually take the effort to build their own schedule.
You understand the mining and commodity cycle very well. You're the CEO of multiple mining companies. Can you speak to the opportunity investors have right now to profit with where we are in the mining and commodity cycle?
Well, it's actually a good time for most of the commodities. Of course, there are exceptions. Uranium being at the top of the exceptions list. But most of the base metals and precious metals are actually in a very good environment right now. Often when I'm on my travels for my day job, questions I'm asked is, what level does gold or silver have to attain for them to be of more interest? And my answer is usually, they're actually in a very good spot right now. Whether it's priced in US dollars or in Canadian dollars for the domestic market, gold is very attractive to most exploration companies and certainly producing companies in its current environment. Same for silver. In the base metal side, copper is very attractive. There's a lot of very interesting projects, both held by majors who are attaining earnings at unprecedented levels, and juniors who are advancing projects and fast-tracking large projects on scales that we haven't often seen in the past. Some of the other commodities that are doing very well include zinc. So zinc has been a star performer for the past 2 years, and zinc, copper, and gold together represent the upper echelon of the commodity cycle. Some of the other lesser-known commodities include lithium, cobalt. They've enjoyed very strong, robust markets. There's often a rush to finance and marketing when a commodity moves up. It's been the same in this cycle, with many cobalt and lithium explorers enjoying very good financing opportunities. And as a prospector, I often look at these commodities in the opposite sense and look for the ones who are the worst performers, because they're the most affordable types of transactions. So from robust markets often come very unique opportunities by those who are brave enough to look downscale. So certainly uranium, nickel would be some of the laggards in the current cycle. And there's a lot of prospectors and mining companies that are looking at those commodities for the most affordable opportunities right now.
So Glenn, before you go, do you have any concluding thoughts for the listener?
I look at the PDAC annual convention the way a lot of people look at, I suppose, July the 4th in the USA or Canada Day here. It's like an annual celebration. And for many of us in the mining industry, it's the one time in the year that we actually cross paths and see each other. So definitely an annual highlight. A lot of prospectors from the north, mining companies, come south to Toronto. For many of our visitors from Africa and Australia, it's their first visit to Canada. So there's a lot of enthusiasm that usually reigns supreme around the PDAC convention. And not to forget that it's really all about the networking and the programming. So the reason people come, we think, is because the programming is very well planned in advance. So capital markets, Aboriginal affairs, CSR, to name but a few, the technical program featuring new discoveries, new exploration techniques, is pretty much something for everyone in the mining and finance domains. But PDAC is about one thing primarily, and that's really about networking. There's just a huge number of opportunities over a few days to cross paths, to enter new domains of knowledge, to seek out things that investors might not have considered before, and to physically touch and see rocks and drill core from a lot of the most exciting discoveries on the planet. So whether it's your first time or your 43rd or 50th convention, we have a few of those. By all means, come to Toronto and check out the PDAC. You won't regret it.
And to learn more and to register, you can go to PDAC.com. ca/convention. Last year there were over 24,000 attendees, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot more this year with the greater interest, rising interest again in the mining sector. Glenn, I appreciate your time and thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.